Non-LTE abundance corrections for late-type stars from 2000 A to 3 micrometers, INA, MG, and L, by K. Lind et al. It is well known that cool star atmospheres depart from local thermodynamic equilibrium, LTE. Accurate abundance determination requires taking those effects into account, but the necessary non-LTE calculations are often lacking. Our goal is to provide detailed estimates of NLTE effects for FGK-type stars for all spectral lines from the ultraviolet to the infrared that are potentially useful as abundance diagnostics. The first paper in this series focuses on the light elements Na, Mg and L. The code PISMI is used to compute curves of growth for 2,158 Marx model atmospheres in a wide parameter range. 9 abundance points are used to construct individual line curves of growth by calculating the equivalent widths of 35 Na lines, 134 megagrams lines, and 34 L lines. The lines are selected from the ultraviolet to the near-infrared wavelength range. We demonstrate the power of the new grids with LTE and NLTE abundance analysis by means of equivalent width measurements of 5 benchmark stars: the Sun, Arcturus, HD 84937, HD 140283 and HD 122563. For Na, the NLTE abundances are lower than in LTE and show markedly reduced line-to-line scatter in the metal-poor stars. For Mg, we confirm previous reports of a significant 0.25 dex LTE ionization imbalance in metal-poor stars that is only slightly improved in NLTE, 0.18 dex. LTE abundances based on Mg2 lines agree better with models of galactic chemical evolution. For L, NLTE calculations strongly reduce a 0.6 dex ionization imbalance seen in LTE for the metal-poor stars. The abundance corrections presented in this work are in good agreement with previous studies for the subset of lines that overlap, except for strongly saturated lines. This was non-LTE abundance corrections for late-type stars from 2000 A to 3 micrometers, INA, MG, and L, by K. Lind et al.